And we have the added lovely bonus of having Larry Gross with us, host of Mountain Stage, which is a program originating from West Virginia, West Virginia Public Radio. And he's been sitting in with the ants a lot lately, and it's great to have them all here. Feeling good, ready to go. Here are the Carpenter ants. We had this discussion last time. I'll just say the Carpenter ants.
I think it's is.
It is, yeah. Here is. That's right. I agree. Here, yeah, it's National Punctuation Day, too,
it's
so we got to be careful.
Why? It just is.
These is the Carpenter ants.
There are days
I like to be
all alone.
There are days I like to be all alone by myself sometimes.
I get a chance to tell God all about my troubles
about
when I'm all alone
when
now.
There are songs
I like to sing when I'm hanging in the Life Brigade on Saturday morning, y'all.
There are songs I like to sing
when I'm all alone by myself sometimes.
There are songs I like to sing
when I'm all alone by myself sometimes. I get a chance to
tell God
all about my troubles
about
when I'm all alone
when
now.
I get home.
Listen, there are prayers I like to pray when I'm in the mosque on a Friday afternoon, y'all. There are prayers
I like to pray
when I'm down on my knees every day, y'all. Every song
there are prayers
I like to sing when I'm all alone by myself sometimes.
Alone.
I get a chance to tell God all about my trouble when I'm all alone
when
now. I gotta tell God oh yeah,
all about it
when I get home.
Yeah, we've got a. They sound great. Look, you're calling attention to yourself. There are little children that are going away from things little children normally do. So they could take a look. You guys are sounding great, Juby. You're smiling and happy.
I'm always happy.
Yeah. Actually, this is one of the happiest groups you could ever know. And Michael, you've got...
There's a dark side.
Yeah, to you.
Yeah.
It's still time. Yeah.
This is welcome to the other 11, the morning 11, you know.
Yeah, we're familiar with that.
Yeah. I got Lulu there, too. Lulu's a musician's daughter. She's just sitting there quietly. How old is Lulu now?
She's a little over 4.
Well, it's nice
I think we did the song the last time, her first song that she wrote.
Mm.
over here. Lodi, Lodi, Lodi.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to let you introduce the band. Would you like to do that? They all know each other. Yeah, but
sure. Charlie, this is Joopy.
Yeah.
That's the old joke.
Yeah.
So this is Charlie T. He's singer. Ted Harrison, bass player. Joopy Little, drums, singer. And Larry, I guess that's... Larry, well, in addition to the stuff, all the stuff he's done on his own, he played with us for a while before before he got married and had kids again, which was probably in the, what, 90s, mid-90s?
2001. Yeah. We played for him the late 90s.
Yeah.
Used to play a lot with these guys then.
Well, and I'm glad to see Charlie T here. I thrilled when I saw you out there. I saw the Bronx shirt first. This glass is a little tinted. And I saw Bronx, and I said, he's here. I know he's here.
That's it.
Make my wife with a shirt.
And, you know, Larry, one of the last times I thought about Larry is I was in the West Virginia Music Hall of Fame looking around at things, and there was a group, little 45 RPM record by the Larrys. And, you know, there aren't many of us out there. And
aren't.
I said, I like this, the Larrys. You know, there's never been a group
that's
just
funny.
Like that. Speaking of which, Todd Burge says hello. He dropped me a note this morning, another one of West Virginia's finest.
Hey, Todd was in the Larrys.
Yeah. He dropped by. The Carpenter, where are you guys heading after today? You know, I didn't get a chance to look.
Everybody else is heading home, and there's a mountain stage on
Sunday. Oh, right, mountain stage tomorrow night. We'll talk about that after the next song. What do you all want to do next?
You want to do one?
Yeah, I'll do one that's from an album that I made. I made an album for the first time in 27 years.
I was going to say, Larry, I remember Larry like, a lot of people do from a long, long time ago, mid-70s or so. Yeah.
I'm a submerging artist. And so I'm back again. That's what I said last night. I'm like the whale that surfaced, then I'll go about down again.
A periscope.
But
we'll put you on the Sinking Fish record label.
I had
label.
A few songs of my own to put in that I'd never recorded before. But most of the songs on the new CD are songs that have a connection to Mountain Stage that either I heard first there or I met the people who wrote them there. And this one, the title song is a Billy Joe Shaver song called Live Forever. And Billy Joe's been on the Mountain Stage 7 times. And the first time I heard the song, he sang it on the show. And then he and his son sang it because they wrote it together. And then sadly, his son passed on, and he wouldn't sing it again. For next time he came on, he wouldn't sing it. But now he sings it again, thank goodness, because it's one of the best songs. And my old friend from high school, a guy named Ray Wiley Hubbard, and I used to play back in high school together. And he sings with me on the record this song because we're both. So I told Ray, you know, you really shouldn't record this song until you're our age, because if you record it when you're in your 20s, you think you will live forever. Now you know better. I'm gonna live forever. I'm gonna cross that river. I'm gonna catch tomorrow now. You're gonna try to hold me just like I always told you. You're gonna miss me when I'm gone. Nobody here will ever find me, but I will always be around. Just like the songs I leave behind me, I'm gonna live forever now. You fathers and you mothers, be good to one another and try to raise your children right. Don't let the darkness take them. Don't let them feel forsaken. Just lead them safely to the light. When this old world is blown asunder,
the stars fall from the sky. Remember, someone really loves you. We'll live forever, you and I. When this old world is blown asunder and all the stars fall from the sky, remember someone really loves you. We'll live forever, you and I. I'm gonna live forever. I'm gonna cross that river. I'm gonna catch tomorrow now.
Mm. Larry Gross, sing and lead with the Carpenter Ants. And hello to Fred. Thanks for your note saying how good everything sounds. I just put a picture of these guys up on our Facebook page if you want to take a look at them in our studio. Feel free to. Larry, you've got Billy Bragg, among others, on stage tomorrow. And what is a fun thing to do, if you like radio, it's a lot of fun to watch radio getting made, and you'll have a chance to do that tomorrow night at the Biome. Who else is on the bill that night?
Actually, Billy is there as a duo.
Wait just a minute.
Oh, sorry about that.
So I'm going to look at to make sure I don't get anybody's name wrong. But Billy's there with Joe Henry. They just made a record, an interesting record of train songs, where they went around 4,000 miles on American railroads, and they stopped and recorded train songs, mostly in stations. So you can hear in the background trains and noises.
Yeah, it's a good record.
Yeah, it's a nice record. Yeah. Just the two of them standing with the mic there. And they do, you know, the ones you predict and a few that might surprise you. They do, you know, All Around the Water Tank, and they do the Midnight Special and things that you would. And then there's other ones. They do Early Morning Rain, which is really at the end, talks about the trains. But really very nice. The two guys, I just decided to do this together. So they're going to, I'm sure, be doing a lot of those tunes, and they may do some other things. I don't know. On Mountain Sage, we never tell anybody what to sing or what not to sing, so they can do whatever they want when they get on the show. Also on the show is Chris Smither. I'm sure you know Chris. He's been around many times, been on Mountain Stage a dozen times, and he'll be on the show, as will a really interesting band from England and Scotland called Lau, L-A-U. And they're based with traditional British and Scottish music, but then they have a lot of other things that besides the fiddle, guitar, and accordion, then they have a lot of other sounds that they do with it, which is really quite evocative and beautiful. And Robert Ellis, a singer and songwriter, lives in Nashville now, from Texas originally. Great guitar player, too. Really interesting man. Been on one time before on the Mountain Stage, and look forward to hear him again. And finally, a woman who plays music more like what you play on this show, Kaya Cater is her name. She's from out in Vancouver, and she's very young, and she plays traditional music and songs that sound traditional. She just graduated from Davis and Elkins College Old Time Music Program, which they just started there in Elkins, West Virginia.
There's still a lot of West Virginia in Mountain Stage, despite having a national following. One of the things that has been beautiful about the show is it's really showcased a lot of West Virginia heritage all over the world. You've got to be really proud of that.
We've had a lot of West Virginians on the show over the years of all kinds of styles, mostly, of course, old time and bluegrass and country, but also other things that West Virginians do, a lot of kinds of music there. But we hope really is that the show reflects the spirit of West Virginia, which is pretty much. West Virginia is a wonderful place. You know people there. You can trust people. You get what it seems to be. It really is in West Virginia, and that's what we want the show to be like. That
we although my wife and I live in Pittsburgh, we spend a lot of time in West Virginia vacationing. Where were you raised?
I was not raised in West Virginia. I've been there for 44 years. I came in 19. I got there as soon as I could. I was 1972. I came. I was actually, and that's one of the reasons why some of the songs on this record are what they are. I was born and raised in Dallas, And I left when I was 18, though. I never went back after that.
And why West Virginia?
Well, I lived in New York City. I lived in Los Angeles. So, you know, I had three big cities. I didn't want any more of that. And I went to West Virginia on a program for the National Endowment for the Arts in 1972. It was a nine-month program, and it's lasted 44 years so far. So I didn't ever want to leave. I found my home there, and that's where I want to stay.
That's great. Now, the show, there's still tickets available.
Yeah, there are.
At the Byam Theater,
yeah.
Right downtown. And this is kind of cool because you get to be part of you pretty much go live to tape, I think, right?
Yeah, we do. We and it's interesting to see. The show, if you've heard it on radio, it's not a whole lot different live. There's a little bit of more time in between, but not much. You know, on radio, there's no time in between the acts. And in real life, there's sometimes no time. Sometimes there's a minute or two or three to reset the stage. We got a great crew of people, a great team to make it work. Because it's hard to do that with five different acts on one show, and especially some of them are bands. And sometimes we have as many as four bands or five even, and that's difficult. But
you might like have a classical music player sandwiched in between a traditional folk duo and a five-person.
Yeah, we have a lot of. You're right. We've had the Kronos Quartet on the show, and Turtle Island, and people like that. We don't have any real straight classical music, but yeah. We have things that are unusual, and you know, African bands next to an old-time fiddler. That's what we've done forever, yeah. And what we're going to hopefully continue to do. We'll be 33 in December.
Wow.
And that lasts longer than most things do, and we're happy about that. We're grateful for it because we know we're lucky to be able to do this, just like you. It's lucky to be able to do what you want to do like this, and we understand that very well. Michael's one of the lead guitar players on the show and has been for 30 years almost, 29 or 30, and most of our people are like that. They've been with us for forever, so it's a wonderful experience, and we get to hear some great music, and we look forward to it. It's a fun thing to do.
One of my I used to always anticipate the hymn at the end of the shows in the early days, the ending hymn.
I used to do a hymn at the beginning of the second hour. I used to do that for a long time. But at the end of the show, we do a finale where we get all the people
right.
out, and most of the people, we don't require anybody to do that, but most of the people do it. I would say 95% of all people will participate in the finale, which is nice because they don't have to.
No.
But it makes for some interesting mixes because our show is, like you said, it's very eclectic. So sometimes it's hard to figure out what to sing that everybody can do on, you know, at the same time.
Well, and that's what's great is you, and that's why we continue to be live, very live here. It's kind of nice because you don't know what's going to happen.
That's
and
right.
What'll happen. I forgot. That's right. The midpoint of the show was the hymn.
Yeah, we did. We started the second hour. We used to do that for a good many years. The show's evolved over the years. If we hadn't evolved, I don't think we'd still be here.
Same. Yeah, absolutely.
But we still do a lot of different kinds of music from all over the world, as much as we can get.
So tomorrow night at the Byam Theater in Pittsburgh, and the taping will take place. It's a start time of
7.
Okay.
Yeah, we have it 7, and that will start. We'll have probably a brief warm-up. One of our assistant producers will talk for 3 or 4 minutes, explain what's going to happen, and then we start the show. It's not one of these deals where you come at 7, it doesn't start till 7:30.
Yeah.
There'll be something happening at 7 o'clock, and then the show will probably start about 5 after, and it goes straight through. We don't have any breaks, so it'll usually last about 2.5 hours, and then later we cut 30 minutes out for radio. But we don't, except for the stuff that's a waste of time, we leave everything in for the online version, the podcast version, so you can hear more online than you can on the radio.
Oh, that's great. That's mountainstage.org.
Yeah, mountainstage.org. And you can go there. If you look for tickets right now, you can go there. You can go, obviously, to the Byam Theater, too, and get them in advance, and however you want to do it, it's easy to find.
Great. Well, I'm so happy you're here. And, Michael, you guys continue to record and play and play. There are few bands, first of all, playing the style of music that you're playing, but secondly, that have been together. You guys have been together
30 years.
Yeah. Which is incredible. You know, you don't take time to think about that sometime, I think. At least I don't. It's amazing.
Well, I mean, I think for all of us, it would be a huge void in our lives if we weren't doing this. And it's something, the kind of music, you know, we took some intentional directions, but other than that, I mean, it comes together very, organically. I mean, we don't really work out harmonies, and I mean, Charlie and Jupy sing together just in a very special way. And, that I don't think is very, you know, you just don't find it that often. So anyhow, we, you know, love doing it and hope we can do it till we live forever.
Forever. Right? Till we want to. Yeah.
Until the money runs out.
It's like that's right. It's like four. It's like four brothers, five brothers today.
I missed that opportunity.
I got you on that one. Yeah.
What do you want to play next?
You want to do one, or should we do one?
Do another. How about doing Cuckoo and the?
Okay.
This is one. It's traditional things. David Lindley was on the show earlier this year.
Yeah.
He said, you know more about this probably. He said that the Cuckoo was the oldest song in the English language that's been recorded that they found. That maybe or maybe not, but anyway, that's what he says. So I'll go with him. And then we're going to do one, go right into one that's was, I'm sure, an Irish or a British song that came to the Appalachians called The Wild Hog. And we learned that from Dwight Diller, who's a Pocahontas County player. Cuckoo. Old cuckoo, she's a pretty bird, and she warbles as she flies, but she never sings a cuckoo till the fourth day of July. Gonna build me a log cabin on a mountain top so high, so that I can when he goes riding by. Well, I play cards in England, and I played cards down in Spain, and I bet you $5 I'll beat you the next game. Jack of diamonds, Jack of diamonds, I have known you, oh, oh, you have robbed my poor pockets of my silver hand. And she warbles as she flies, but she never sings the cuckoo till the fourth day of July. Till the fourth day of July. Till the fourth day of July. There's a wild hog in yonder woods,
dealio down, dealio day.
There's a wild hog in yonder woods,
dealio down all day.
There's a wild hog in yonder woods, slit your throat to drink your blood. Cut him down, kill him if you can. Well, there's a wild hog in yonder mast,
dealio down, dealio day.
There's a wild
wild dog in yonder mast. Dee-lo down all day. There's a wild dog in yonder mast. Cut his way through the oak and dash. Cut him down, kill him if you can. Well, bang 'em, won't you hunt him right?
Deedle-o down, deedle-o day.
Bang 'em, won't you hunt him right? Deedle-o down all day. Bang 'em, won't you hunt him right? Sword and a pistol by your side. Cut him down, kill him if you can. Well, bang 'em, went to the wild boar's den.
Deedle-o down, deedle-o day.
Bang 'em, went to the wild boar's den. Deedle-o down all day. Bang 'em, went to the wild boar's den. Found the bones of 1,000 men. Cut him down, kill him if you can. Fought the wild boar day and night.
Dilio down, dilio day.
Wild boar day and night. Dilio down all day. Fought the wild boar day and night. For he had taken the wild boar's life. Cut him down, kill him if you can. Well, bang him through as a weeping knife.
Dilio down, dilio day.
Bang him through as a weeping knife. Dilio down all day. Bang him through as a weeping knife. That was the end of the wild boar's life. Cut him down, kill him if you can.
One more.
If you can.
Well, there's a wild boar in yonder woods.
Deedle-o down, deedle-o day.
There's a wild boar in yonder woods.
Deedle-o down all day.
There's a wild boar in yonder woods. Slits your throat to drink your blood.
Cut him down, kill him if you can.
Wow. Carpenter Ants, here, at the Saturday Light Brigade live on the radio. And carpenterants.net is where you go if you want to learn more about their music, carpenterants.net. I think the latest is Aunts and Uncles, the latest CD.
Yeah.
And that one's been out for a little bit.
I think the last time we did your show was right about when it was coming out.
Yeah.
So we've got another thing we'll be putting out this winter, fall, something like that. It's going to be a 2-CD collection. One will be, we've been recording kind of since the last one, so it's all that stuff. And then some odds and ends, live things. We have a version of Frosty the Snowman with Paul Thorne singing.
Nice.
So, and some other oddities.
Well, look, what do you have the name for the album yet?
Bits and Bobs.
That's
the working title.
Yeah. Excellent. I've always liked the titles to your albums. They always have.
We broke from the amp theme this time.
Yeah. Well, there's only so much you can do.
I know.
I mean, you used thorax, I think, in one of them, didn't you? Maybe not.
No. Only in the image.
We're probably going to have time just for two more songs, so I really want to, why don't we have you do one more, and then one to play us out. It's just a pleasure to have you guys here. What do you want to do next?
City in the Sky? Want to do that?
Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah. So, this is a Staple Singer song.
Oh.
And not one of their old, like, gospel VJ tracks. It was a little later.
It's really a great song. And we did a version of this. It'll be on the record. Don Dixon, again, engineered and produced and added some horns to this, which kind of gave it a different feel.
There are too many people telling too many lies. We're gonna have to build them a city in the sky. They can fly away, a city so high. I won't have it no other way. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I sure ain't gonna miss the city I leave behind. Drag after drag is blowing my mind away. Too many children with tears in their eyes. We're gonna have to build them a city in the sky where they can fly away. A city so high, won't have it no other way. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. They sure ain't gonna miss the city they leave behind. Drag after drag is blowing my mind away. Oh yeah. Quite a fine morning. It's been quite a fine day. What a feeling just knowing I don't have to fly to LA. No, in California. Tomorrow morning, I just don't believe LA. I sure ain't gonna miss the city I leave behind. Drag after drag is blowing my mind away.
You know, it really is a good feeling just to pack up a bag, head on up to the airport, and just take yourself away. You know, something like this. Fly, 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 I'll fly away. I'm gonna fly, 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 I'll fly away.
It's blowing my mind.
Carpenter Ants, wonderful. They're going to play us out. I wish we had more time today. I want to just quickly thank our guests, Jennifer Tober from Shakespeare in the Parks, Duquesne University senior Nija Glenn Nasiatka, talking about her event coming up. Lieutenant Minnie from the Salvation Army, our young writers from WQED, and its Writers Contest, Aaron Marshall and Carl Jones, and also Pittsburgh Concert Society pianist Grazie al Constantine, and thanks to Chad Green for a great mix this morning. Gosh, I wish we could just turn back the clock and have you keep going and going and going. Michael, thank you. All of you, thank you for being here today. What do you want to finish up with?
It's a it's a gospel song. It was written by the Swan Silvertones, and they had their beginnings in southern West Virginia. They're one of the great, great gospel groups, maybe the greatest. But and they wrote some beautiful songs, had two incredible lead singers, and they just kind of had it all.
Well, thanks to you for being here, and we will look for you next week, too. Thanks for meeting us here at the Saturday Light Brigade. Carpenter Ants with Larry Gross. Join us again next week for the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade from SLB Radio Productions.